Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Everybody likes getting free things. One of my wife's great joys in life, I say this a little tongue-in-cheek, is picking up free items in front of houses, especially during garage sale season. When it's that time of year, I always get a little worried when she doesn't get home as soon as I would think from certain errands around town. So I'm not surprised to find a new item in the garage, which is the next project on my honey-do list to restore or fix up. However, despite my occasional grimace at the various finds, there have been items that have been a great blessing, a great treasure. When something is free, we can get a little worried about its content or value. Free things kind of have that connotation. But like I said before, sometimes free things are some of the most valued or cherished things. The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before the life of our Savior, foretold of the free gift of salvation that he would give to all those who believe in him. We read from Isaiah chapter 55, where he writes, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." The Lord spoke these words through the prophet Isaiah by divine inspiration to teach us of the free salvation that we have in Jesus. But this free gift is unique in a few ways. First, without this gift, you and I would be completely lost. Have you gotten angry with others? Have you gossiped about your neighbor? Have you stolen, cheated, drank too much, or hurt someone? Then you have sinned. Even your conscience accuses you. You have sinned against your neighbor and against God, and Scripture says, "The soul that sins shall die." On our own, you and I are lost. On our own, we deserve God's wrath and punishment. We need help. We need the free gift of salvation that Isaiah foretold. But how did this free gift come about? Through Jesus. John writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus, the Lamb of God, took away the sins of the world by going to the cross on Calvary. Jesus bore the sins of the world on his body so that they would no longer be on us. Jesus suffered and died so that you and I could be forgiven. And he rose again on the third day, showing he had power over sin and death. Another unique thing about this free gift of salvation is that it's for all people. There is not a limited supply. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. No one is beyond his saving help. And this is why he calls out to you and to me. Isaiah says, "Come, everyone who thirsts. Come, everyone who hungers. Come, everyone who is weary and heavy laden. Come, you who are troubled by your sins. Come, you who are afraid of death." Why does he say this? Because Jesus has the solution. He has the answer. He has the free gift that we all need. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life." Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, peace with God, what a treasure. But how do we get it? We don't need to pay for it. It's free. We don't need to earn it. It is all by God's grace. God's gift of salvation is not like a free thing in the garage that you don't really need. This is a gift, a treasure that we can't live without. And you know the best part? God wants you to have it. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fuxton on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. And I'd like to invite you to join us today, October 13th, for Pumpkins in the Park from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the JC Shelter in the Waukon City Park. Come out and enjoy some fall family fun. There will be pumpkin decorating, games, a fall photo op, treats, balloon animals, petting zoo, and door prizes from local businesses. There will be free pumpkins to decorate and to take home. This is a free event and it is open to all ages. For more information, check out King of Grace Lutheran Church website or their Facebook or our Facebook page. We hope to see you today at the Waukon City Park. May God bless your week.